Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Beast Mentality Podcast, where Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We're talking life skills, we're talking historical events, we're talking financial literacy, we're talking entrepreneurship, leadership, all the things that are going to help you become a better version of yourself. That's what we talk about here on this channel. Beat the Odds, BTO with Coach Beasley. That's the YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe, like, comment. Let us know what you want to hear and what you want to see. But today's episode in particular, and a new series that I'm starting, is actually a book review series. So I'm an avid reader. I couldn't tell you how many books I've read over the last like 8 years. So in this episode, I'm actually going to share with you why I'm starting this little book club, essentially. And I'm going to talk about what reading has done for me and in my lifetime. So I'll start with what reading has done for me. So when I was in college, I was a lifeguard at a YMCA. And it was a YMCA in the middle of nowhere. We're talking Salina, Ohio. You've probably never heard of this city. It's like about 2 hours away from Cincinnati, about 2 hours away from Columbus. It's very close to the Indiana-Ohio border. But anywho, I was going to school out there and I got a job as a lifeguard. And at this job, I would always, you know, I was working in the morning, so I was opening the pool a lot. So you're talking 5 a.m. to like 9 or 10 a.m. And I would always talk to older people, like literally older people. They were like 60 and up. Those are the ones who come to the pool that early in the morning. Well, at least in that town. Right. And every time I would come to them, they would always We would always have these talk conversations. I would always ask them, you know, what are some things they regret in life? You know, how did they get to the career? Just getting some insight from them. I mean, they got 40, 50 years of insight on me, right? 40, 50 years on me. So they know something that I don't. And I remember this one gentleman, I forgot his name, but he gave me this book. It was called, I believe it was the Little Book of Yes, something like that. But it was the first book that I've read outside of school. And I read that book, and it was mainly just about attitude, having the right attitude, keeping the right attitude, and different doors that can open for you. So that was the first book I read. It was a very easy read. There was a lot of pictures in the book. Very easy read. And that was like my junior year going into my senior year. So that summer. Then upon graduation, one of my mentors, Amy Beckett, she gave me another book. This was Stephen Covey's First Things First book. And to be honest, I didn't read it when she first gave it to me. I think I moved to Orlando, Florida, and it just sat on the shelves for a while. So I moved to Orlando because I had a pro opportunity down there to play on a pro team. So my plan was to play on this pro team, get a lifeguarding job down there so I have gym access, and also study for my LSAT because I wanted to be a lawyer at the time. So fast forward, I'm in Orlando, Florida. I'm lifeguarding at this pool, and I meet this gentleman named David, who's still one of my really good friends today. And we were talking about, you know, podcasts and audiobooks. And this was around the time where I was still listening to music all the time, 24/7. I still wasn't reading like that, but he introduced me to audiobooks. And he's like, hey, well, first he introduced me to podcasts. So I started listening to a lot of podcasts and started gaining information. And I just kind of fell in love with information. Then he told me about some apps where I could get books, some different audiobooks. So we talked about Scribd. He told me about Audible, which are all apps where, well, Scribd and Audible are paid platforms, but essentially, I was able to get books and listen to them. I was lifeguarding a lot. We were able to have a headset in our ears. Well, we weren't necessarily able to, but we had like a little thing in our ears that a lot of times the managers couldn't see. But the whole time, we're listening to audiobooks and podcasts and things like that. So he kind of planted that seed in me. Pause. He kind of influenced me to read more. So this is 2016, 2017. So by 2016, 2017, that's when I really got into reading. Like the first book that I read from beginning to end, I read it three times, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I just want to give y'all some context on like the state that I was in. Like the pro team didn't end up happening. A lot of the players got signed, so I didn't have a pro team anymore. I only had like maybe 1 or 2 months left on my lease because I was renting an Airbnb, so I needed a place to stay. At the time, I was, again, lifeguarding, not making much money. I was studying for the LSAT, which is the test to get into law school, but I really didn't even want to go to law school, really. I just wanted to make money. And it was like, oh, okay, this is something I feel like I enjoy enough. I did an internship, so why not? But then after I took the LSAT, so we're talking February 2017, I took the LSAT and it felt like a big weight being lifted off my shoulders. And one of my friends, JJ, who I was rooming with at the time, he was like, man, it kind of feels like, kind of seems like you really don't want to do this. Like, do you really want to do this? And at the time, I didn't have an answer for him. But the more I thought about it, it's like, nah, I don't want to do law school. Like, I just want to make money. Like, I just want a career where I can make money. And I made my vow. I don't know if y'all know my full story, but back in 2012, so 4 years, 4 or 5 years prior, I think it was like 2011, 5 or 6 years prior, I made a vow to myself that if I was going to struggle doing anything, it was going to be struggling doing something that I love to do. And at the time, the only thing I really loved doing was playing basketball and teaching the game of basketball. So I decided to quit one of my lifeguarding jobs. I ended up getting two lifeguarding jobs. So I was literally lifeguarding for like 12 hours a day. But again, I had my headset in, so I'm listening to books and things like that. I ended up quitting, working for this basketball training company, Heart and Hustle, which is how I met Coach KL. And that's where the story begins, at least the second part of my story, because I continued to read, I continued to develop. I ended up starting a videography business, helping kids make highlight tapes to get into college. I ended up coaching AAU and helping his program, which then led to years later, me financing my own trip to go over to Europe to find opportunities, which are paying dividends. Years later, that was 2019 that I went on that trip. We're in 2023, and the same context that I met in 2019 are the same ones that are helping me with a lot of these opportunities that I'm coming across now. But we'll save that for another episode. So yeah, like the power of books, like from 2017, after I took my LSAT until 2019, I had probably read about 50 to 60 books. Then fast forward 2019, I moved to Boston. I'm lifeguarding at two different gyms. I'm working at two different gyms as a lifeguard, and I'm coaching college basketball as an assistant coach. And I'm still like devouring books, devouring podcasts, just getting knowledge, more and more knowledge. But it wasn't until recently, about a year ago, that I realized like, hey, I'm accumulating all of this knowledge. Some of it's staying with me, but some of it is just getting lost. Like, I have a lot of random facts. I don't want to say random facts, but I have a lot of information in my head. And it's like, where did I get that from? What book was that from? You know, there's certain books that I had read previously that I was like, oh, like, what was that book? Not what was the book about, but like, what were some of the key points in the book? What were some? So that kind of led me to thinking like, one, I need to start making more detailed notes of the book. I need to actually take notes, because I had realized I was reading for entertainment. I mean, people might not think personal development books are entertaining, but I was listening to the book like it was a podcast instead of listening to it like it was a lecture, like I need to take notes. So around 2022, so let's fast forward 3 years, I'm still listening to audiobooks. I'm still listening to podcasts. I mean, we're talking about 8 years, 7, 8 years of me just consistently devouring information. But it wasn't until 2022 that I told myself that I'm going to make a list of books that I want to read. And I'm also going to take notes on every single book that I read and make a presentation on it. All right, because that way that information is going to stay with me. And then these book reviews are going to help other people, you know, when they're deciding what books that they want to read and things like that. So Here we are. We're in 2023. It is now May of 2023. And this is the first book review that I'm going to do. I had to get all of that. I had to explain all of that to show you how I got here. You know, like reading has been an integral part of my life. Like reading has helped me get a business to six figures. I had never in my life thought that I would be able to make six figures, $100,000. I had never thought in my life, but I was able to do it. How? Reading books, hiring mentors, getting coaches, developing myself. That's why they call it personal development. You're developing the person. You are the person. So to continue my personal development journey as I get into education, because now my next phase is I want to educate the youth. Because I feel like that's an area that is necessary these days, right? I feel like we need to educate and mentor the youth so that way when they become adults, you know, they can make the changes, not make the changes, but they can influence change far beyond my reach, right? Like I'm only able to reach, you know, a certain amount of people, but if I can empower somebody else to then go reach other people, that's how you get exponential growth. But again, I had to explain all of that just to get us here. So why I'm doing these book reviews. So these book reviews are going to go on the Beast Mentality podcast. And then they're also going to go right on this YouTube channel, Beat the Odds with Coach Bees, because this is a part of beating the odds. Like I could talk about basketball till I'm blue in the face because I love basketball. I can talk about film and watching film and all that good stuff. But if I don't give you guys the information to learn more about yourself and the information to help you become smarter and more intelligent individuals, I'm doing you guys a disservice, right? Because you have a better chance of winning the lottery than getting in the NBA. You have a better chance of winning the lottery probably than playing overseas as well. So I'm doing you guys a disservice by just giving you guys skills and drills and selling you these dreams, saying that you can make it to the NBA, which you might be able to. You might be able to, but I might be able to win the lottery too. Which one's going to happen first, right? So again, my philosophy around basketball is use the game of basketball. Don't let the game of basketball use you. And what do I mean by that? Well, through the game of basketball, I have to share my personal experience. By using the game of basketball, I've been able to travel to multiple countries. Spain, played there for a little bit. Italy, played there for a little bit. I've been to London quite a few times, four times to be exact. Sweden, this year is going on my second year that I'm going to Sweden to do camps. And there's an opportunity for me to go to China this summer. So like basketball has been able to take me up. I've been to LA twice, Puerto Rico, I've been out there. I've been all over the US just doing clinics and camps. And so like basketball has really, I've been able to use the game of basketball to create all these wonderful, cool opportunities. Whereas on the flip side, if I would have let the game use me, I would have just poured everything into the sport. And then when I couldn't play anymore, I'm done. Now I got to find a new career, which is often what happens to players. Like you'd be surprised at the players who like play pro, play overseas. They get back home. They don't have any other skills necessary, like workplace skills. So they just get a basic, you know, 9 to 5, you know. And it's like you have to use the game of basketball and don't let it use you. So use the game of basketball to get that free or discounted education in college, right? Use the game of basketball to go play overseas and go make new contacts and get that exposure. I forgot France. I've been to France as well. And contacts from France who I'm still developing and cultivating, that's helping me create opportunities here. So, you know, don't let the game of basketball use you, because the game will use you, right? Like coaches will run you to the ground. You know, a coach will recruit you to play at their school when you don't really fit their system. You just become a pawn, you know, in their scheme of games, right? Like, you know, you go to the league. Let's say you're grateful to make it to the league or make it pro. You know, you're making peanuts maybe just to play the game of basketball just to be done after a couple of years. And it's like the game just used you. This game will chew you up, spit you out. All it takes is one injury to end your entire career. And if you haven't prepared yourself for life after your career, stuck like Chuck in a pickup truck. So that is why I've decided to do this book series. And I'm starting the first book that I'm going to review is going to be an ode to Black History Month. I know that we're in May, but for me, Black History is every single day, because if it wasn't for a lot of the Black leaders that we've had over time, I mean, think about it like this, like 300 years, we went from being enslaved to being the inventors of major inventions that have been stripped from us. Like, imagine. And this is why reading and history is so important, and why you need to do your own research and not just depend on what your schools are teaching you. Because I've always been taught that the only thing George Washington Carver did was make peanut butter. I wasn't told that Booker T. Washington. I was always told, to be honest, I was never told what he did. Actually, if I'm being honest, Booker T. Washington, I was never told what he did. They always talked about him. I think they talked about George Carver with peanut butter, but Booker T. Washington, I'd never really heard what he did. He was just a historical figure. So after reading his book, Up From Slavery, because Booker T. Washington was born a slave, it wasn't until he was about like 7 or 8 years old that the slaves were free. So being able to read his book and hear what was actually going on in that time frame, and to hear and to read about the mindset that a lot of the Blacks had back then is very interesting, because it's similar to today. But yeah, so that's why I want to continue to do these book reviews. That's why I continue to read. I want to share this wisdom. I want to share this knowledge with you all. And hopefully you can transform this knowledge into wisdom by applying the information in this book. So, yeah. So again, subscribe, like, comment. My goal is to post one of these at least once a week. And that's it. All right. I'll see y'all on the flip side. Peace.